been a long time coming. What's important now is that Soldier F is charged for the murder of our boy and Jim Ray and the attempted murder of those people, Patsy O'Donnell and Michael Quinn, Joe Freeland, Joe Martin, and Glenfarla Park that day. It's been definitely worth a wait.
Do you believe you will have the opportunity at some point in the not-too-distant future to sit in the courtroom and look that soldier in the eye?
The way it's going, hopefully so anyway. I and the other artists have already done that anyway in London. We sat in the same room as this person. We've all looked them in the eye. But this is probably going to be a bit different. Hopefully charges will be put to him, which that'll probably start the whole process of court proceedings.
There's been a huge push against these proceedings from people who are supporting Soldier F and supporting the British Army, particularly within the UK itself. Is that something that surprised you, or is it something you expected?
I think we've been sort of pretty well expecting that anyway. Nothing surprises me about what the British Army does anyway. In 1972, when they were involved in Bloody Sunday and other acts of killing innocent people and telling lies and putting the lies around the world, it was okay for them to do that. But now, because of the actions of the likes of the Bloody Sunday families, the thing has come full circle. We've brought them to this position, and this is what they're going to do now. They're starting to moan and groan. They're old men, and they shouldn't be brought to book for their actions.